when you go to church today that they don't measure you up and down the alleys and so forth like they did?
I don't think they will.
They're not out there today, huh?
No, there's nobody out in front. So
that's great. That's great. Well, you're
probably clear.
Deserve a day off. Bye. Ron Zimmer just got the morning report from him. He says my heart just clipped. They said to see the Post lead with the summit.
Yeah.
It's just a little different.
It really is kind of nice to see him finally recognize something else is happening in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently that bipartisan commission idea is beginning to get a little...
That's gotten a good start. Very good play, yeah.
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 I think, don't you feel our strategy has got to be to hammer away at this? It was just going to work, but, I mean, it's going to work totally, but what the hell, keep running the country and let everybody go hang.
That's right.
Because the inordinate amount of attention to this thing, Bob, is such a something that I was walking around last night around 10:30 with Mimi, and I said, you know, geez, it's so discouraging. I mean, here we are, we just work like our hell. And all these bastards know right is this thing.
Yeah. That's it. But
not that I should mention it to you, good God, when you're trying to go up there to that damnable grand jury, but I'm just thinking, you know, of the responsibility of the whole thing and everything.
Yeah. Oh, and it's, you read the stuff and they can't put it in its straight terms. They have to...
And you end up what?
Put it in its worst possible light in every aspect, but...
That's right.
All you can do is let it hang out. It's going to. And when it does, I don't think they're going to...
Right, like hell.
They're good.
You know, that strategy that really I'm coming down is I want to get your feeling about the thing. You know, I don't think we're going to be able to stop those damn Senate hearings myself. And if we don't, Bob, I think we've just got to make an asset out of liability.
Sure.
I'm not so sure, but what going in there isn't so bad. Particularly, you know, you'll have to be extremely careful, you and John, in terms of always answering, like in a courtroom, and you take the privilege, you've got to do it in a very technical way, but in the Senate hearings, you could do it in a very different way. You could say, now that, of course, is under that and that, but I do want to say this, that, and make a speech each time.
Yeah, right.
The president had no knowledge whatever. It was never discussed in this presence, and see what I mean? That's the way I would answer the privilege question myself. Or otherwise, they'd say, well, Holloman Richards has discussed presidents linked to two Mexican bugging artists. Or I don't know, maybe you have other ideas.
No, I think
you know. And like you say, on papers, sure I have papers, yes, but of course presidential papers cannot be turned over. But I can tell you that. I'll be glad to tell you what is proper for me to disclose. And then I'm going to tell you all about which is the line I think they ought to take on that.
Yeah.
You have any other thoughts this morning?
No.
You haven't had a chance to talk to Liz Hart yet, have you?
No. Well, I talked to him on Friday.
Friday, well, I got to talk to you.
But apparently he wants to get together again, so I'll do that.
Right. When do you go back for the grand jury?
Monday morning. Tomorrow morning.
And
I suppose I'd probably be there most of the day, and I should finish up. I don't, as I understand it, they...
Have they finished with John yet, you know?
Yes.
They have.
Yeah, unless they have something new comes up that they need to call back on.
Right. The only thing that I can think of is this quirk with regard to the meeting. Remember that you and... that John had to do with Helms.
Yeah.
And Wolvers, you know.
Yeah.
And, no, actually, as you know, we, on that, what we did, we grabbed, told him to bring all his memcoms and leave him in the White House, you know. Figuring it'd be better to hold there rather than to turn them all over and so forth.
Did you meet with Wolvers then, right?
No, I didn't meet with him.
Oh.
No, I didn't. I thought it was best not to.
No, at one point you were going to...
Yeah, I know. I said, well, I better go meet with him. And then Lazard said, no, let me meet with him. And I agreed. I said,
that's probably
because basically they're going to ask him that. Well, what I'm going to say is this, that as you will remember, as I was trying to reconstruct this whole Wolvers thing, first of all, if you read the whole series of stuff and have it all fleshed out, it's just no trouble whatever. If, however, you take one memcon,
that's right,
particularly the first one, where it says that Haldeman and Ehrlichman told Watergate, or if not, Haldeman ordered FBI and all without Nixon's authority, et cetera, which they might not. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
And yet, looking back to that meeting, you must have notes on it. As I told Hague last night, I said, now, Al, let's put this in the proper perspective. If John and Bob, let's assume the worst, I told him, look, get Brennan Walters involved in this thing, which, of course, I'm sure I did. I said, fine, to get Walters fine, because I knew he'd know. I knew he's a man we could trust.
Okay.
And that he would not want to hurt us. You know, I mean, the CIA, you know, because we knew that as a name for Damien, right? But I said, do you think for 1 minute that they would have invited Helms in? I said, do you think they would have sat there with Helms, the head of a career guy who we knew was not particularly against but not for us, and to discuss a diabolical plan, a conspiracy for the purpose of the CIA? And that occurred to you, and I hope
that's exactly the point.
Yeah. For example, when you're asked about it, what line couldn't you take? I don't know. I mean, you of course can take the privilege line, but that's not the to a certain extent you can take the privilege in all national security matters. But again, suppose it.
But then I can characterize the reasons for all these things. And,
yeah.
And that
but you could simply say, I'll tell you what the meeting was about. Meeting was about because there had been four or five CIA people who had been in the Bay of Pigs, people we ordered them in. We didn't want this to involve the CIA. This kind of a caper, and therefore we told them to get a hold of so and so, and that was that.
Yeah.
Which is about a fair thing. Now the follow up things on Walters things are good in the sense that. And this is the thing that I want to be sure you're aware of. He went over to Gray, but he also went to Walters, and on occasion after occasion, tried to get Walters to put these goddamn Cubans on the CIA payroll, and second, to pay for their attorney's fees.
Yeah, that's a totally different.
Now I had and I had never known or heard of this before. You see, the point that I make is I'm now looking at what Dean may say sometime as to whether he says that all of this was cooked up and they agreed that that's what they would try to do. Walters stonewalled him and said, "Well, look, you're trying to get the president dragged into this damn thing." I asked whether or not he used, and Walters and them comes, that Dean used the president's name. He said, no, he did not. You know, in that. But my point is that this idea of a whole, you remember we've heard these rumors of the fact that there was an attempt to have a CIA cover-up. Now, this apparently is what this damn thing is all about.
Yeah.
See, only purpose of my call is simply to alert you to the facts so
yeah.
that you can
yeah.
be in a position to say, God, you know a damn thing about it. If you did have the conversation, you did know that Walters was going over there. That Walters and Gray, too. And their purpose was not to have this thing. We wanted to get the facts. We're not trying to cover it up. We didn't want it to.
Well, at that point, we didn't know. We didn't know whether it was a CIA operation.
Well, it was very hard to think how it could possibly be.
Well, except the whole thing was, at that point, was almost impossible to figure out.
Yes, you could just say this. We knew the White House wasn't involved.
That's right.
The committee had said they were not involved.
That's right.
We knew that CIA personnel were involved who were working for the committee.
That's right.
We wanted to find out whether this had anything, if possible, to do with the CIA thing. And we wanted to be sure that the thing didn't get totally out of line. But the point is, the theory of the prosecution, obviously, would be to try to say, this is a part of a White House attempt, or Dean et al., or anybody, fabricate the fact that this was a CIA operation, which of course, let's face it, would have been impossible if you could have done it. Huh?
Right. I think we just get on that one.
I don't know whether you and your attorneys have talked about it, but I just want to be sure that you and John were, you know, alerted to that,
yeah.
whatever it was. And, because, goddammit, this is one place where you just didn't have it. You're just doing what your job was. And you were all the time.
Yep.
And, that's the way I, but isn't it interesting? Isn't it, what's your theory of the case now as you come on that, isn't it possibly about the dean? So he got the bit in his teeth and went far beyond what anybody, you know, like John gave him his, said, look, go over and talk to Gray. But, you know, it was because John was so damn busy he couldn't do it. But I think that Dean got the bit in his teeth, and then I think Dean got himself more and more enmeshed in the damn thing. Or he might have been enmeshed earlier.
Well, that's the other thing.
What do you think?
I think that's also possible, but I still have the feeling there's a missing link in here somewhere. That there's a,
you know,
some connection that
a link between Link, the Dean, and somebody else.
Yeah. I don't exactly understand what his, if he was in as deep as it now appears that he was. Of course, maybe he wasn't. I don't. It's a mistake for us to read anyone for anybody
sure.
else to. But,
anyway.
I don't understand why.
Well, isn't it?
Just got drawn in over a period of time.
Is it not possible? Let's face it. Is it not possible and without trying to control where we shouldn't? That Mitchell pulled him in.
Yep.
And Mitchell said, well, let's do this.
Yep.
Let's do that.
Yep.
You know?
I think more becomes possible.
When you hear a bit more of the thing, Mitchell, like Mitchell saying to Ehrlichman to, or somebody to have, or Kindling Dean to have Ehrlichman activate Kalmbach, right?
Yeah.
Now, who the hell said that? I mean, that wasn't, it didn't come from Ehrlichman or it didn't come from Haldeman, but it came from Mitchell, didn't it?
Yeah. Sure. No, I think that part is becomes quite clear. If it's true that Mitchell, which it certainly appears now that it is, that Mitchell was involved from the beginning.
Right.
All the guys now say is the case, and I think if you have to assume that they're telling the truth on that.
But it was a reason that Ehrlichman called Kalmbach, he didn't.
No, neither of us called Kalmbach, apparently. Kalmbach, all that was done was Dean was told it was okay for him to talk to Kalmbach, and then Kalmbach called Ehrlichman to confirm it.
In other words, I see. Kalmbach didn't talk to me, I trust.
Oh, no. I have no indication of that. That's
no
agreement that suggested.
Okay, well, I just didn't know, but, well, I'm not going to try. I'm not going to deny anything, because I don't, you know, after that September 15th, I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know what the hell may have happened.
That's right.
You know, he may have said, look, I'm helping out Ehrlichman or something on a project, and it's just okay.
Fine, good.
So, I'm just going to say that I, no.
But there's no indication of that, any of that.
But then he called Ehrlichman. Is that it?
Yeah, just confirm it. So Dean's calling me to do this. Is this something I should go ahead on? Ehrlichman said, yeah, I think this is
right.
Comes out.
Right.
And John said, yeah, that's fine.
Good. Good. Oh, that's fine. Well, I'm glad we're taking this very hard line now on the, we got the privilege thing back on track with Bazaar. I mean, all papers, and Boyer, and all, and very, very tough on everything else. So, we got Garland, you know, moseying around the election commission, which I think is
that's fine. Let him play with that.
That's right. That's right, Bart. But you feel comfortable in your, with the Buzzard, do you know?
I think so, yeah.
Don't trust anybody, but you well know. But nevertheless, I just want you to know that I feel
yeah.
I have elected him at least three or four times. I said, now, God damn it, this is what we're going to do, and we're not going to get this out. But he believes, too, that the privilege thing is important from our standpoint. So,
that's good. Because it is not just in this, but in Jesus, if you undo it here, you just give him a license.
That's right.
Well, that's one of the great problems in this thing is that we
wallow
so many barriers.
Bob, they can wallow. We don't know what's going to come up next. We can have another India-Pakistan.
That's
they might
right.
want to get into what kind of the secret deals we have with China.
Well, sure.
You know? Good God.
I'm wondering about Henry Kissinger's paper. all for us.
You see, I want it for other reasons.
Yeah.
I want the two of you to work in that thing, and let's just do it with no publicity, and work the whole thing out at whatever is reasonable.
Right.
And it'll be great.
Will do.
Fine. Well, in any event, I was just thinking that each Sunday you pick up things and so forth, but let me say that, by golly, I'm just convinced, Bob, we're in the right. Let's see. The main thing, you got to believe you're right. And the second thing, you got to fight like hell.
Yep.
Did you have any doubts on that score this morning?
None whatsoever.
You still want me to fight it through rather than... Dad was saying last night that you seen where Burke had called for impeachment. I didn't have seen that, but did you?
No, I don't. I think that was a back a ways where he said something in answer to a question that if the president had, conducted any criminal acts, then there should be or would have to be an impeachment proceeding.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. That's fair enough.
I don't think he called for it. I don't think anybody...
But I'll tell you that the more I think is that we are not... We have here our 4 years, and by God, we did a hell of a job, and we're all going to fight like hell for not only our personal vindication, but we're also going to fight for the vindication of what we stand for.
Yes, that's right.
And I hope you and John's feeling good that way.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And because we can stand together in this thing, and just ridiculous, as you say. Your point, though, that the press takes something and just turns you around. But you know, even that is not new, is it, Bob?
No.
That's happened before. Sure has. Well, anyway, today you can move around with no Mother's Day, no damn television cameras.
We hope so.
Okay.
Okay.